Be'ezras Hashem, our first topic from Daf Mem Hei is in regards to Zimun, and the subject is who can be part of a Zimun and who is required to be in a Zimun. The Gemara told us four lines from the bottom, Shloisha she'achlu ka'achas chayovin lezamein ve'ein rashon lechalik. On Amud Aleph, we learned that if you have three people that ate together, then they are not allowed. They are required to make a Zimun together. The reason for this is the Gemara told us, based on the Pasuk, Gadlu al Hashem itin ram Moshema yachtav, that there is a mitzvah to bench together, to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu together. Hence, if one person leaves, it will break apart the Zimun. Let's discuss some of these details as spelled out in Shulchan Aruch, who is required to be part of a Zimun, and then discuss who can be part of a Zimun, even if they're not necessarily required. Says the Mechaber a few lines in to Kuf Tzadi Gimel Sif Aleph. Shlosha she'achlu einam rishon lechalik. As we learned from our Gemara, they're not allowed to separate. Ushnayim she'achlu, and if two are eating mitzvah she'achzu achashlishi she'itzdarif imam lezimun, they should search for a third. V'chein arba o chamisha aso lehem lechalik. It's prohibited to remove yourself because you will lose the gadul Hashem iti. She'kulam nischayivu bezimun. All of them are chayiv in zimun. So 3, 4, 5, you've got to do a zimun together. What about 6? Shisha nechalachim. 6 can divide themselves. Kivin shishar zimun lechol chabura adasara. Because at the end of the day, they could divide in half and make two different zimuns. Up until 10, says the Mechaber. Va'az einechlokim ashu esrim. Kivin shenischayvu baskaras Hashem. Since they are now chayiv to mention the Shem Hashem, if they're going to divide, then they're going to lose that mitzvah. So a person cannot get out of the chiyuv of Gadul Hashem Iti, and that becomes a chiyuv, midrabanan, for a person to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with others, and if he has the Shem Hashem, then fantastic. So once again, 3, 4, 5 cannot separate, 6 can divide into half. Between 6 and 10, they can also divide into halves as long as that each one has 3. When you get to 10, then you cannot divide in half or separate until 20 because of the new chiyuv of saying Nevarech Elokeinu. In a well-known tshuva, Ramesha Feinstein discusses a very particular problem that comes out of this Lashon Nischayvu. It's clear, Ramesha says, that in Evin Ezer, Simin Samach Beis, that the halacha is that included in the mitzvah of Zimun when it comes to a wedding is saying Sheva Brachos. Let's say there are three people that want to leave the wedding early. They, of course, will not say Sheva Brachos. There you have to wait for the Sheva Brachos, Chasen and Kala. If that's so, how could they break apart from that greater Zimun? The truth is, the same problem, a similar problem applies for when there's a minion around and you want to leave early. Says Rav Moshe in a striking expression, Dover she efshar lekama anoshim, it's all impossible for many people lechakos ad achar gemara suda, to wait till the end of the wedding meal, shirim shaklamim ad achar chatzos halayla, kishtayim v'shal shos. Weddings sometimes end 2 and 3 in the morning. So says Rav Moshe, for that reason, we have a problem. What are we going to do for someone who wants to leave the wedding early? Ramesh's solution is the language of the Ramah. The Ramah in Simin Kuf Tzadi Gimel, by the way, I did not give the Maramakum or Ramesh's Shuvah. It's an Orachayim, Chelek Aleph, Simin Nun Vav. The Ramah in Kuf Tzadi Gimel describes the following quandary that a bunch of Jews were in. They're in the house of Gentile, of an Ove Kochavim, and they don't want to make a bracha of the Baal Bayis because he's an idol worshiper. Yet at the same time, they don't want him to know that they're not making it. Now, when you do Zimun, which has to be a shir by itself, the whole benching is supposed to be allowed by the Mezame. How do you get out of this problem? Says the Ramah, Haminig Shalol Lezame Bebeis Ove Kochavim. The minig is not to do the Zimun for the problem as I spelled out. They're not koveya themselves in the house of a kohavim. They were never koveya themselves as a zimun. Says Ramesha Zatzal, if a person makes a tnai that he's not being koveya himself with the rest of the tzibur, so then in such a case, he is able to remove the kfius that creates the chiyuf. In a very similar type of idea, the Dirshu Mishabura quotes that the Chazon Ish in Archos Rabbeinu told Rav Chaim Kanievsky that when he eats in yeshiva and does not want to wait around for a minion of people who are eating on the table, he can make a tnai that he doesn't want to be mitzaref to a minion. It was then asked to Rav Chaim, so then maybe you can make a tnai not to be mitzaref at all for Zimun. And Rav Chaim said that the tnai should not be made even to get out of three because we don't want to be mevatel Zimun entirely. One should note that according to Ramesh's tshuva, when one makes a tanai, then the tanai should not be that he doesn't want to be mezamein with anybody at all, because often those who follow Ramesh's tshuva make a zimun between themselves, but he doesn't want to follow the zimun of the Sheva Brachos. From Ramesh's language, it seems that one needs to verbalize the tanai. This is the scope of the parameters of who is chayev in zimun, and the difficulties of sometimes, quote, getting out of zimun, and the suggestion that is accepted by most. Rav Moshe Feinstein's approach is the approach that many take to this day, although there are machmirim who find difficulty with Rav Moshe's position, but this is the general mahalach. What about someone who wants to join with someone together as a zimun, but the question is whether they're included in one eating? What I'm referring to is the following issue that emerges from the Mishnah Bura in Siman Kuf Tzadikim, Sivkot and Yud Ches. And that is, what exactly is defined as sitting and eating together? We mentioned from the Chazon Ish what he told Reb Chaim Kanievsky in terms of Bachrim eating yeshiva, different Siddurim end at different times, and different boys sit down, get up, they wash at different times. Are they considered eating together? Are they not? What about the fact that the lunchroom at times has four or five tables, or in Mir Yeshiva, hundreds of tables with hundreds of people sitting and eating? Are they all considered eating together? And therefore, one would say, Elokeinu. What exactly is the scope of Kvius? So the Mishnah Berurah writes the following: Kvius nikra kishiyoshim ve'ochlam al shulchan echad. Kvius is when they sit on one table. Ukevavur le'il b'simen kuf zayin zayin, samach zayin. Va'ayim beber agro shom b'sif yud aleph. The daito shel bala bayis uberimneiso shiyosh ve'lechol havi kvius umitzdarfi afilu below shulchan echad. If there's a bala bayis and the other people that are eating together, so then they join together, even if they're not eating on one table. This Hagdara is an important one, and was the one that Rav Neventhal gives, as well as I see quoted in the Sefer Zos HaBracha in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, that when it comes to Bnei HaYeshiva that are sitting and eating together, so if they're eating on one table, then, as the Mishnah Berurah says, they're considered joined together. However, if they're eating on different tables, so then, in such a case, they aren't joined together. It's not the phenomenon of the Bala Bayis being Koveya Suda with people around them, and there, if they're on separate tables, there, even though they're on separate tables, they're combined. Over here, the Bnei HaYeshiva are not combined. Of course, if it's a Simcha, where all the people are there for the same reason, not just simply to eat, but they're there to share in the same event, so then in such a case, there is kvius with those individuals, and then the tziruf of the zimun goes beyond those tables. In fact, that's what leads Rav Neventhal to add that in yeshivas, there would be a difference between Shabbos and during the week. On Shabbos, all the Bnei Yeshiva comes together to eat as one, or at least ideally they should, and therefore, on Shabbos, they all join together for a larger zimun. This is not quoted in the name of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, but the Dirshu Mishnah Brura quotes this in the name of the Arlet Zion Reb Tzion Abishol. And what emerges then is both the Sfardim and Ashkenazim in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, in the Old City, both follow this distinction that by Seudas Shabbos, that the entire yeshiva is together, then they're mitzdaret. In contrast to during the week, so there the tables are viewed separately as described by the Mishnah Brura. So the bottom line is, and with this we conclude, if one is sitting on the same table with others, then there is a chiyuv. If one is sitting on different tables, and there is nothing per se that is binding them together, so then not only are they not chayiv for zimun, then they probably cannot do zimun unless it's Shabbos or a binding phenomenon. This Bezer Hashem concludes the first topic. The topic is a phenomenon that I experienced often as a young man in different camps as a youngster, and that is the usage of a microphone for zimun. When I was a Rebbe in Camp Ask, some of the counselors asked me whether it's appropriate to do zimun over the microphone. Let's assume that the meal, following up from our previous halacha, that the meal was a binding meal where there was announcements, there was a dvar halacha, or there was a song that had bound everybody together, and the achila was not considered a separate achila, which is a shaila by itself. And then they honor someone for the zimun, and we're talking about a large dining room. Camps are in large dining rooms. So then, can one use a microphone for the zimun? It is well known that most poskim, are of the opinion that one cannot be motzi another from a sound of a microphone. Almost all poskim say that lichatchila, one should not be motzi someone else with a mitzvah over a microphone. Rabbi Bleich, one of my rabbeim, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, always emphasized, that's clear, all scientists agree that a microphone is not the original voice. And the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah tells us that if one hears the kol havara, the echo of a shofar, one is not yotzei the mitzvah. However, I thought that it could very well be that there is room to differentiate between zimun and being motzi somebody else in another mitzvah, where I blow a shofar for them, they have to hear the sound of the shofar, not the echo of a shofar. When I read a Megillah for them, many poskim say that they need to hear my voice when I read the Megillah. However, when it comes to call for zimun, so that's not being motzi a mitzvah. There, I'm calling out to others, Gadlu Hashem iti unaram moshamo yachtav. And for that reason, of course, the Mishnah Brura says in Kuf Tzadi Gimel that if it's a large area, you should get a person with a strong voice. But if it's a lunchroom with 400 people, even the strongest voice often will not be heard. So what should be done? So I was thrilled to see that the Shevet Alevi in Chelek Yud, Simen Mem, draws the distinction that we had made. Aval le'inyun zimun she'en kan kriya kamo kriyas Megillah kriyas HaTorah kol shofar. When it comes to zimun, that there isn't a mitzvah of kriya like when it comes to Megillah and Kol Shofar. Ela hakriya mehamizamein hu kol korei ma'orosam legadelu lekadesh es Hashem v'zeh shomim b'emes al yado ein ado meklal nidon hamivur, etc., etc. The two are different than each other. Hence, Rav Ozner comes out that there's room to say that a microphone would be acceptable for zimun. Many poskim are quoted as saying that one should not. Rav Yashiv, who's referred to as Echad Migdolei Hagdor in the Sefer Vezos Habracha on page 129, as well as Diane Fisher, both say lechatchila one should not use a microphone. However, the Svara of the Shevet Halevi is a persuasive one, and there seems to me to be room to be makel when it comes to zimun. In contrast to all other mitzvahs, it should be noted that there is an amazing diuk that Ratzvi Pesach Frank makes in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, where he claims that when it comes to Mikra Megillah, its mitzvah is different than the mitzvah of shofar. And even though the Mishnah says beferish, and when it comes to shofar, you need to hear the sound of the actual shofar. Kol havara, if you hear the sound of the echo of the shofar, it's not acceptable. However, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank claimed that there may be room to say that one could be yotzei mikra megillah over a microphone. It should be noted that a student of Rav Soloveitchik, who by Mordechavitz, may he have a refuah shalema, did use a microphone on Purim in a very large synagogue on the Upper West Side, like this opinion of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank gives fascinating distinction between the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah and Shofar. He says, when it comes to Shofar, the mitzvah is l'shmoa kol Shofar, to hear the sound of the Shofar. And in fact, the Mishnah only prohibits the hearing of the echo when it comes to shofar. That Mishnah also discusses instances of Mikra Megillah, but does not talk about hearing the echo of a Megillah. Why? Because there the bracha is not l'shmoa kol shofar, but it's Mikra Megillah. One has to hear the sound of Megillah that was initiated by a Bar Chiyuv, but Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank argues that Mikra Megillah does not have the chiyuv to actually hear the voice itself of the Baal Koreh. If that's so, one could possibly distinguish between mitzvahs kriya and other mitzvahs where you have to hear the call itself, like in the case of the Shema Kol Shofar. Most poskim do not follow this, and they assume, as the Shevet HaLevi explicitly does as well, in Chelek Yud, Simin Mem, as well as in Chelek Hei, Simin Pei Dalid, and that is that there isn't a distinction between Mikra Megillah and Kol Shofar. It could be Bidyevet. We should keep in mind that the Rav Yerushalayim Tzvi Pesach Frank was leaning into Mikra Megillah in case of the old and infirm. However, Lechatchila, one should not use a microphone, even though the Sfar is interesting. However, maybe we can be lenient in regards to Zimun, as Rav Osner is, and say that when it comes to Zimun, there isn't a requirement to hear the voice of the Mezamein, even if that's so when it comes to Mikra Megillah, and hence a microphone can be used in Zimun in contrast to other mitzvahs. This, Be'ezer Hashem, concludes our halacha from Daf Memhei.